You're listening to ASD Radio, where we take a closer look at the innovative work and incredible people of the Alamosa School District. I'm your host, Dr. Diana Jones. Join me as we explore the stories behind our success and look ahead to a bright future for our students. With me today is Assistant Superintendent Dr. Luis Murillo. Welcome, Dr. Murillo.
Dr. Jones, we're back.
Yay!
What is this, season three? We recorded over 100 episodes telling story after story. Let me tell you a quick story. When we got to our studio, our guest today says, I have a feeling like you enjoy doing this.
Absolutely.
Little does she know that in every other podcast, I always say Tuesdays are my favorite day of the week. And the reason why is because I get to know our people, our staff, our community members, our students. And at least for that time, I get 20, 25 minutes to ask questions and get to know people a little deeper. But I'm sure you're excited to be back for school year 25-26. This is our fifth year together.
5 years.
I still remember when you and I met. I was wondering what you were all about and your vision for our district. And here we are. We've done some great work together.
Oh my goodness. The last 4 years have gone by so quickly, but we have been able to work together collectively with our staff, our students, and our community, and really have achieved so many things that I feel like we could start checking off boxes, but they're so much more impactful and meaningful than just to say, we checked off a box.
And it's all about the people. We've been able to retain and attract some wonderful people to be part of our family. All right, before we get onto our happenings at our campuses, I have a question for you. Since you are our leader, what are you most excited about for this school year?
Oh my goodness, there's so many different things that I could say. But, you know, as we met with our staff and had our convocation or welcome back, just the positive energy that was in the room, and then going around to every school on the first day of school, and even when we were having meet and greet and orientation, there's so much positive energy filling every single void throughout our district. And it just, it ignites me and makes me feel hopeful and excited about the future that we're going to have and the opportunities that we get to provide our students.
You know, talking about positivity, just today, our middle school principal, Mr. Nate Gonzalez, shared an email that he got from a community partner that has gone into OMS year after year after year for the past several years. And this year, she felt compelled to write an email letting him know that when she was at OMS today, she felt the difference. And what she meant by that is just the smiles, the positivity, teachers in the hallways. And she just wanted the leadership at OMS to know. And he was kind enough to share that with me.
Oh, I love that. You know, we've talked about this before, but there's heart research out there that says people can feel the energy 10 feet away from you. And it's so such a wonderful thing to walk into a building and be able to feel the energy. And when you walk into the buildings throughout Alamosa School District, there's positive energy flowing.
I agree.
So let's move on to our first section, happenings at our campuses. What can you share with us about what is happening around our district?
Well, I'm going to ask you to share what is happening at our districts, because I know that we've been working very hard on HVAC. And we started talking about this 2 years ago. And I remember saying on the podcast, who would have thought that in Alamosa, we would have been talking about air conditioning. And now our classrooms are, well, not anymore because we have HVAC, but when we started this work, I remember some of them were 88 degrees, and those are not conducive to learning. I know this is a multi-year plan and there's been some progress. Where are we at today?
Well, we are almost there. We're almost to the end of the line. We started, I want to say, well, that first year that we were here. So we wrote a BEST grant because when you and I were on our listening tours, we heard we're trying to teach children in rooms that are 88, 90 degrees. And when children are trying to learn to read, those conditions are not conducive to learning. And so we wrote a BEST grant, and we have continued to write BEST grants. And we are so appreciative of the state. We utilized our, what some people call COVID money, our ESSER funds for the match for all except the last one. And we are in the final stages. We just finished the cafeteria, the gyms, and the library areas at the elementary sites. And we have a few areas in the back buildings at OMS, and then we will be finally complete where there's air conditioning, an option for air conditioning in every building in our district.
Thank you for that update. The other update that I'd like to hear about, when we were wrapping up the school year, we talked about the alternative school, online school, making a move from their location on is it Victoria?
Yes.
By OMS to Main Street. Where are we at?
Well, we were hoping that we would be able to begin the new school year with our alternative program and our online program at 700 Main. But unfortunately, as things go with construction and permitting, that's not going to happen. We are waiting on permits from the state, and then we'll be able to really, truly begin the construction. We hope to have our students at 700 Main during second semester.
Yeah. You know, when we got the news, it's not what we were expecting. But as we took a step back and we started to reflect, I know I felt like it's for the better. Since we have a new leader at that both of those schools, we felt like it was going to be better to give that school and the leader a chance to settle in, get to know each other, establish new norms, rituals, and routines before we make this big move. Well, thank you for getting us up to speed on sort of some of the things that happened this summer.
I think those are big items, but exciting items and ways that we are continuing to try to create the conditions for our staff and students to be successful.
All right.
Let's move on to our favorite section, celebrate.
All right. So I was just talking about the new leader at Alamosa Alternative, Alamosa Online School. So today we have with us Rebecca Johnson. She is new to us, but certainly not new to education. She is in her 22nd year of education experience, where she has served as middle and secondary high school math teacher, district instructional coach, and principal, and she is now serving our students and community as the new alternative online school principal. Welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us about yourself, Rebecca.
So thank you guys for having me today. I'm a Valley native. I grew up in the Valley. I attended kindergarten and graduated from Monta Vista High School. I attended Adams State College. Yes, college. It was college at the time. It is now Adams State University. But I was lucky enough to get to raise my kiddos for a while, be a stay-at-home mom. And then once they got into school, I went ahead and got to use my degree that I had earned in education and start my career as a teacher. So I've worked in a couple different schools in the Valley, but I now live in and work in Alamosa.
All right. Well, we're definitely happy to have you at Alamosa School District. It is day two at your new job, but I know you've been working for several weeks now. You have a new set of staff, a new set of kids, and a new to you building. How's it going?
I think it's going pretty good. We were able to use the last 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, and the Thursday before as kind of soft start open house mm-hmm. where the students could come in and meet me and just kind of walk around their comfort zone and pick up their Chromebooks, make sure they have their schedules and are ready to go. And to be honest, I was excited, a little bit surprised, but very excited with the number of students who've come in. It just, we've been, you know, bouncing off the hallways with the number of kids mm-hmm. that have come in to visit with us. So it's been really fun.
That's great to hear. And I'm happy to hear about the soft start, you know, and all schools are grounded on relationships. It's about the people. I mean, we've been talking about the people. Yes, we have a lot of tools, technology, textbooks, all this stuff, but it truly is about the people. We were talking about two schools, Alamosa Alternative, Alamosa Online. You took a job to lead two schools. Can you tell us a little bit about both schools and the difference?
So Alamosa Alternative School is a school that serves primarily alternative high school age students. And it's for students who need something that is a little different than the traditional school. And so those students come, report to school in the morning. They are working, some of them are working to catch up on credits. Some of them just need a quiet, different place to work in. But it's an on-site school where students are at the building for a minimum of 20 hours per week and working towards achieving their credits toward graduation. The online school is, I think the most, online schools are kind of popping up all around. They mm-hmm. have been, especially since the pandemic. But I think the unique thing about our online school is that we serve less than 40 to 50 students. And so if you're looking at the student's ability to do schooling from a home environment in an online setting, the biggest piece there is to still be able to have that connection with their teachers. And that's one thing that Alamosa Online School mm-hmm. offers is the small, you know, teacher to student ratio. The students know their teachers. The teachers know their students. They're not just names and numbers that they're entering grades on. And I think that's the thing that sets our online school apart from most.
With 22 years of experience as a teacher, instructional coach, principal, how have those different roles prepared you for this unique challenge of leading an alternative and an online school?
So those roles really, they really are different. But as a teacher, I was able to work inside the classroom. The daily grind of being in a brick and mortar school inside the classroom and get to know students from that perspective. My favorite part about being an instructional coach was that I got to start working alongside teachers, working with teachers, helping them build on what they already do great. And then as a principal, I took on the role of leader. But I think the way these all come together is ultimately they all start first with relationship. That's the biggest piece of all of it, being able to be adaptable. But with an alternative and online setting, being able to personalize education for students is what is so much fun. And my background has allowed me to lead in ways that students receive empathy. Students receive high expectations too. And I think those are both very important things for students to have.
Either way, whatever role you've participated in or you've utilized moving forward, you still have the opportunity to coach and build those relationships, like you said, and that's the fun part.
For sure.
You led an alternative school, online school, and you were pretty successful at it at a neighboring school district. What attracted you to lead at our district, at Alamosa School District?
I think the biggest thing that attracted me is gas is so expensive to put in my car.
Tires, mileage, oil.
Now that I work at Alamosa School District, I have a 4-minute or once we move into our new building, it'll be a 4-minute commute to work. And so I love that.
You beat me by a minute. I got a 5-minute commute.
I love it. So, yeah, honestly, that was one of the pieces. But another thing that rang true to me is when I did start as a teacher, my very first job was as a 7th grade math teacher at Ortega Middle School. And so it almost felt like it was completing that circle for me to come back to Alamosa and to, you know, take on a leadership role in the school that led me and started me down my journey.
Well, I want to take this time to thank you, because as we were building the Alamosa Alternative School, you opened your arms and your filing cabinet and your brain and helped and guided us so that we could create the conditions, like I said earlier, for our students to be successful in an alternative program. So thank you for helping us start the program and then joining us now.
Of course.
As a new leader in our community, what's one thing that you've observed so far that you're most excited to build upon?
So as I look at the alternative school and the online school, it's only been going on for 3 years now. It's new. Right. And I think what excited me the most was to look, and as I'm still looking into and kind of learning more and more about Alamosa's alternative schools, because the online school in a way is an alternative school as well. But I'm impressed what's been put together in the last 3 years. The previous leader did an excellent job on, there's so many good systems in place. The staff is amazing, unique, and so open to meeting kids where they are. And it there's some good, solid foundations. So I'm excited just to be able to observe and see the good things that are already going on. And then moving forward, kind of tweak some things that all of us, the staff and myself included, decide, you know what, we want to tweak these things a little bit. But there's already a good foundation.
It's wonderful.
You know, when you just hear the word alternative, there is... unfortunately, you know, people have some thoughts about it. Some may say that it takes a special person to work with the populations of students that you do. What makes your students so special?
Alternative students, whether it's the on-site alt-ed or the online students, they are unique. They bring a mix of resiliency. They bring a mix of realness. They're real. They will be real with you. And there's so much untapped potential there. And sometimes in a traditional setting with those students, some of that potential can be missed. Our alternative students have learned to navigate challenges. All of our students have challenges, but some of the personal and social hurdles that alternative students have to challenge are unique, and it makes it difficult for them. And surprisingly, they're very self-aware. They're aware of their good qualities and they're aware of their bad qualities. And I think they learn through our programs maybe a stronger sense of self and what they're capable of. We've talked a few times. I've heard the word relationships quite a bit. Alternative students really value true relationships. It takes them a while to trust someone, but when they do trust someone, they trust someone deep and they're loyal.
That's true.
And that's some of the funnest things about alternative students.
Well, as you discussed earlier, you have worked with students in a variety of settings. What do you feel the biggest misconceptions about students who choose alternative or online education might be, and what do you think is key to their success?
I think one of the biggest misconceptions is that an alternative school is for the bad kids, because that is just absolutely untrue. We've got some stellar kids, and even maybe someone's definition of what a bad kid is, it may be partly what's up for debate here, because some of the kids who maybe in the past have found themselves in trouble for some things still tend to be some of the best kids. Mm-hmm. And so I think the key to their success is feeling like people believe in them. They're in a place where people believe that they are able to be successful, and they'll eventually learn to believe in themselves and they become successful.
Well, we certainly believe in all of our students, especially our alternative online students. Last year, we had 30 complete their credits and graduate.
That's awesome.
As Alamosa High School graduates. So
we were, and also very impressed. As we were working through the process to purchase the building at 700 Main, we had several Alt-Ed students and online students come and speak boldly about the importance of having their program and their school, and show and share how they are currently a part of our community and are thriving. And they were there because, or they're attending the alternative school because of circumstances in life, many of which they had no control over.
Right.
So we are so thrilled to be able to provide this opportunity, and thank you for leading that charge.
Of course.
Rebecca, one of the foundational steps for a school leader is to define a vision for your school. I know you share with me that you've already done that. Can you share what is the vision for AAS/AOS?
I don't have the exact wording written down, but the vision is allowing education to be accessed in a flexible and inclusive way. It includes meeting students where they are, providing a safe and supportive environment where every student can grow academically, socially, and emotionally. And a big part of that is believing that second chances are something everyone should have. And the biggest piece is believing in strong relationships.
How do you and your staff plan on bringing that vision to life for the students and also for them to thrive throughout the community?
I had staff participate in creating that vision during one of our previous collaboration days at the start of school. And I think just involving staff in that and hearing their voice and what was important to them to be included in part of our vision was important. I'm planning on including students in that by creating some real meaningful and relevant learning experiences for them and listening to them. And like I said earlier, alternative students are very real. They will tell us. They will let us know if their needs are getting met or if they're not. As far as bringing that vision to the community, it means building partnerships. It means communicating openly with the community and making our school a place that the community is proud to say, hey, we have this alternative school, or we have this online school. And so
we are changing lives.
Yes, yes.
All right, there's been, you know, a lot of headlines about education this, education that. I know there's lots of things about education that I'm excited about. What are you excited about when you think about education?
Education is exciting in general, but when I think back on my history and my involvement in education, some of the things that are the most exciting are when you get to see a student's face light up with that spark of, oh, they finally get it.
Yeah, it clicked.
And yep, it clicked. I get it now. It might be as simple as watching that student who's struggling with social emotional issues finally feel like they're in a safe enough place that they have a voice. That's another thing that really excites me. When I started working in the Alt-Ed and the online programs, the thing though that brought the most excitement to me was watching those students who, when they came, they had so much doubt, they had excuses, they were unsure. And to watch them that day when they put a cap and a gown on and they walk across the stage and get their, I'm getting goosebumps, yeah, just yes, saying it, when they walk across the stage and get that diploma, mm-hmm, that's just the best.
Well, I don't know if you're aware, but I've noticed over the past few months as I begin to get to know you, when you talk about leading this school or these both of these schools and talk about the students and the opportunity that you have, your eyes light up. They glisten.
Even as tired as I am today.
Yes. And so it is such a wonderful thing to watch from afar. But if you think about all the things that you've just recently had to do, and we've had hurdles and not being able to start school where we thought we were going to, you've just taken that in such stride. But if you can think about a recent moment that maybe wasn't a hurdle, but something that reaffirmed your passion for education, could you share that with us?
I had a student walk in to the Alamos Alternative School yesterday and look at me and go, wait, what? What are you doing here? Because I was her principal at the school that she graduated from. And she was actually bringing her younger sister. And she just got so excited. And she said, look, I know Mrs. Johnson. And she said, if Mrs. Johnson and that school helped me do it, then this school is going to be able to help you too. You're going to get it. So it's a little things like that.
Yes.
So, and I say a previous student, she's a graduate, yes. But she still it was just like I had her yesterday in my building. So it was fun.
It's a great story.
Yes.
Rebecca, what keeps you up at night?
Some of the things that we deal with are tough. Some of the situations students go through, they'll open up and talk with us, and it's some of it's heavy and some of it's hard. And can keep you up at night. I really have had to work, and actually the past few years, it's gotten a lot easier for me. I've really learned to go ahead and leave what I can at school so that I can go home and be present, to be a wife, to be a grandma. Mm-hmm. I have grandkids. And, to leave it at school and know that that's going to help me be refreshed, and that's going to help me be more ready to face it when I do have to face it again tomorrow.
So if you think about that, and then on the flip side, what gives you the most hope for our students and the future of education?
I think something I've seen shifting in education lately is it seems like it's been something we've noticed in an alternative setting, but I think education overall is starting to take a little bit of a shift away from thinking that the success of a school is dependent on a grade, or the success of a student on a grade, or the success of a school on a one-day state test or something like that. And I'm seeing education kind of take a shift away to where they are. It seems like there's more of a recognition that it's more about that. It's about equipping students with skills. It's equipping students, or, enforcing confidence with them. And I think most importantly, providing a sense of belonging. And I've been seeing that shift.
All right. Last question. If you had a magic wand that could change something about the educational system, what would that be?
That one's easy. We all need more money.
Yes,
I mean, our teachers need paid more. Our students need, our schools need more money to provide so many more, creative and unique things. That'd be my magic wand, is something that would allow us just to bring all this exciting stuff to students that we all know our hands just get tied with because of the financial piece. So, yeah. Get us some more money.
Yes.
I agree.
Well, it is always a great day to be a Mean Moose. And thank you for being a part of Moose Nation and being with us today.
Thank you.
Education Radio is a podcast by the Alamosa School District. Podcasts are available in both English and Spanish and are a click away on our school website. Parents, remember that educating your child is key to their future and a life of options. Until next time.
Alamosa School District. Students today, leaders tomorrow.